Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained. And it's a great honor to have you on the show tonight. Welcome, Deepak Chopra.
Thank you.
Yes, this is Uri.
Hi, Uri. It's Nicole.
You are listening to the News for the Soul Radio Network. News for your soul. Life-changing broadcasts to souls around the world since January 1997. Call in to live News for the Soul shows daily for intuitive coaching, readings, numerology, leading-edge health information, and much, much more with featured hosts from around the world. Go to newsforthesoul.com to join the next live show now. That's newsforthesoul.com. The News for the Soul Radio Network airs daily and our archives are always totally free. Go to newsforthesoul.com to join the next live show now. That's newsforthesoul.com.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show. All right, next up, 360 Prosperity with Maria Martinez. That's who's next on News for the Soul. Lots of callers on the board today. Good to see you. Stand by. We may be opening those lines. Maria, let's get you on to reintroduce yourself and your show and what's up for today.
Hi, everyone. Thank you. I'm so excited to be here today. I am Maria Martinez. My show is 360 Prosperity, in which we look at and upgrade all levels of your life, your health, your wealth, your love relationships all around. And today's topic is money as love in your infinite abundance, your true source of abundance. So I'm excited to be here with everyone today.
All right. Well, we do have callers standing by, just an FYI. So the floor is yours. Where would you like to start?
Yeah, I'd like to start by just talking a little bit about love and getting everybody into that place and maybe doing a little bit of a process, and then we can open up the lines to see how everybody's doing. I would love to get comments to begin with on what people are challenged with, and then we can go back and address those things or see the change as we come to the end of the process. So for now, I'd like everybody to begin by just coming into the space, take a deep breath, allow your heart space to open, and imagine yourself coming into your sanctuary, that place where you are free, where you can fully express yourself, where you are with your divine team, the space of infinite possibility. Go ahead and take another deep breath and exhale. And as you're exhaling, let go of those things that you're worried about, concerned about, challenged with. So imagine yourself coming into your space, into your sanctuary, in a basket right at the door. So leave everything in the basket. We want to get out of the ego, out of the mind, and into the heart space. One more deep breath. Some of you may need to take a few more deep breaths just to allow yourself to surrender into the space. In this space, with your divine team, you're moving into receiving, you're moving into allowing, you're moving into surrendering. And when you're in this place, the magic happens. When you're in this place, you can connect to love. And that's what we want to talk about today. We want to talk about love and money. We talk about everything that we created about money. We want to talk about everything that we attach to money, which are the reasons why we are challenged or we're efforting or we're in sacrifice or lack and scarcity. And especially in these times, these uncertain times that are very volatile, we want to release all that fear. We want to release all those doubts. We want to release all those insecurities. We want to let go of the mind, let go of the worry, and move into that place that you're in divine partnership with Solus. One more deep breath. In this place, you're going to allow all your belief systems to come up about money. You're going to allow all the emotional attachments you have to money, all the ways you try to control it, all the ways you reject it, all the anger, the frustration, all the blame you have toward money. Go ahead and take a deep breath and exhale. We're pulling up everything in your life, this life and other lifetimes, in which you saw money as a threat, as trauma, as you saw money as a energy of power that suppressed you, or energy of manipulation that took from you. We're going to clear all that up and clear the space so that you can reset, reconnect your relationship with the energy of money within you. One more deep breath. Now, notice where in your body you feel tight and locked in. A lot of you are experiencing it in your heart space and in your throat. So we're going to bring all that up. Everywhere you feel that heaviness about money, everywhere you felt unsupported, everywhere you felt that money wasn't available to you, everywhere you felt that it was elusive to you, everywhere you felt that others used money to suppress you, control you, manipulate, victimize you. I'm going to clear, delete all of that. Clear and release it all. So I see layers and layers coming up. So just release, surrender, let it go. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We're going to peel these layers so that you can allow the love for yourself and the love for money to shine through. You are love. You are light. You are unconditioned love. You are divine essence. You are vibration. You are energy. Money is energy. Money is love. Money is light. Money is purpose. Money is passion. We want to integrate that, embrace that into your beingness. One more deep breath. We want to release all those fears of not having money, not having savings, not having a job, not having direct career or clarity about the career, not having support around money. We're going to clear, delete, transmute, transform. And we're going to bring up all of those sense of failure. And using quotations because it's what we interpreted. We're going to release that from our field. So it looks like a tail behind you. So just notice that you've been dragging around all this time, the sense of failure, the letdown, the disappointment, the disillusion. Every time you tried and it didn't work out your way and you attributed failure to that, we're going to pull it all up, surrender it to source, clear, delete, and notice it as flowers, petals, leaving your field, leaving your body. You're getting lighter and lighter. You're releasing the heaviness. You're releasing being out of integrity with yourself, with love, with money. One more deep breath. We're also releasing being attached to the what if around or what was around. We get so attached to what we see in our environment, the events in our life, and we get stuck there. And it doesn't allow us to move forward. It doesn't allow us to recreate anew. And when we try to recreate, we're bringing the past into the present and we're projecting it. So we're creating more of the same. So we're clearing, deleting all of that. Just surrender it all. Clear, delete, and transmute. One more deep breath. The pain about money, the pain about...
Okay, a lot of energy going on there. We just lost Maria. So keep floating in your happy space there. And I think she's back on the board now.
Well, they were definitely clearing something big.
Yes.
Yes. All right. Well, let's continue and we'll get into the questions shortly. So we want to complete this part. So again, stay in your space. Allow yourself to receive. You're receiving a beautiful healing.
in your energy, your vibration, your spirit, your emotional body, your mental body. Take one more deep breath. Okay, and let's release the shackles. Let's release the binds. Let's release everything around your throat, everything in your hands that doesn't allow you to receive, everything around your power center doesn't allow you to claim it for yourself, to know that it is yours, to know that it is within you. And I clear all of that, clear all of that, clear all of that. One more deep breath. So I see different colors around all of you. I see reds and oranges and yellows. So this is showing me how you're releasing, how you're letting go, and what's being integrated. One more deep breath. Release the fear. Some of you are still afraid. You're so attached to the fear, the control. That's what you know, being stressed, being anxious. Release that, surrender, trust. Sometimes we think that if we just let go, it's going to get worse. But in reality, when we let go is when we're trusting, when we're leaving it up to source, to that higher power, when we're leaving it up to the universe, and we're saying, I am worthy and I am deserving. I am moving into alignment with my self-worth, my value, and who I am, and what is already within me, what is mine. And now I'm choosing it. I am attracting it in. So let's move into that place again. One more deep breath. Okay, so I see layers and layers unlocking from your throat. They look like doors opening. So we're releasing past lives. We're releasing timelines. We're releasing old baggage, suppression, a lot of domination and control here, and a lot of victimization. We're releasing all of that. We want to move into the place of I am. We want to move into the place of I am claiming my life, and I'm creating my reality in alignment with who I am, in alignment with my light, with my divine path, with my divine mission. One more deep breath. Okay, so now I see things being pulled away. They look like cords from your throat, your heart, your high heart, from your back, the back of your heart. Clear and removing. So we're releasing also dark energies, malevolent energies. We're releasing entities, occupants. Everything that was in your way, has been in your way, that has creating confusion, that's creating fear, that's creating lack and scarcity. And we're releasing ancestral stuff as well. I can see the lines, your ancestral lines being healed. We're going to clear, delete all of that. Transmute, clear, cancel all of that. No longer needed, no longer wanted, no longer desired. We're going to pull up all those contracts that the agreements pact you have in relationship to that. I'm going to clear all that in. Okay, one more deep breath. And now I hear that you're ready to receive. Okay, go ahead and take another deep breath and exhale. Hold your hands in front of you as if you are being handed something. Okay, so I see lots of purple angels in front of you. Their frequency, their light, purple. And they're in front of you. And they're handing you gifts. Gifts of joy, gifts of abundance, gifts, your own gifts, activating your own gifts. Gifts of remembering. Gifts of knowing. Gifts of connection with your higher self, connection with the divine source, divine creation. One more deep breath. See them standing, and I see them walking around you, adorning you with flowers, with symbols, with crystals. They're gifting you so much today because you are ready to receive. You're ready to step out of what was into what could be. One more deep breath. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Now, their message to you is that you have what you need. It is up to you to take it, receive it, claim it, and step forward with it. One more deep breath. So bring your hands to your heart space and integrate them into your heart space. Everything that you've received, everything they gave you, blessings of abundance, wealth and prosperity. The key to your infinite abundance is within you. Infinite love, unconditional love, light is within you. One more deep breath. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Yeah. So they step back, and now I see you surrounded by white angels. Their light is white. And now they're holding space for you. They're saying namaste. You're ready. Okay, one more deep breath. Integrate that now. Okay. Very good. So they're standing by to help you move forward, to help you claim, to help you integrate, to help you choose. The choice is always yours. What are you going to choose moving forward? And they'll be right there with you on this journey of infinite abundance, infinite joy, reminding you that infinite abundance is within you. Source is within you. Source is infinite abundance. You are now claiming your divine inheritance. You're claiming your divine right. You're claiming your divine prosperity. It is yours to receive, yours to have, is within you now. So I see beautiful mandalas around you as well in your field, integrating now into your field. And I hear angels singing all around you. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. What a beautiful activation. Very good. Okay. So you will continue to integrate. Now we can go into the questions. And what I would like for you to keep in mind as you're asking your questions is to ask them from where you are now and what is next for you versus what you felt 2 weeks ago or a week ago. We want to integrate the new and let go of the past. And we want to make sure that we don't get stuck in what was that, or I need to know that, because sometimes the ego will get in the way of us receiving and fully integrating. Okay, one more deep breath. Okay, well, I'm ready when you are, Nicole.
All right. Just doing that clearing work alone, is you can really feel the energy moving. So let's clarify for people on the lines what they can ask about.
Yes, they can ask about anything in their life, health, abundance, money, career prosperity, relationships, whatever is really going on in your life that is not allowing you to move forward into your ideal life. You know, when we talk about one subject, money, money shows up in every area of your life. And when we talk about health, it affects all the other areas. So they're all interconnected, and it comes back to you and the relationship you have with yourself and what you're holding on to. So you can ask any question. The premise that I made earlier was that if it's something that you were experiencing 2 weeks ago, and now you feel you've just received a beautiful integration, ask from that place instead of going back to the old. So I'll give you an example. So sometimes I'll get something like the very simple as, I had a headache 2 weeks ago. What was that about? So that's no longer relevant to this moment. So what are you experiencing now? What have you been challenged with? If it's chronic migraine headaches, we can take a look at that. But if it's something that was 2 weeks ago and it's old now, let's move into the new. Let's continue to step in and release the layers. What we're doing is we're up-leveling and upgrading, and we want to keep opening the door and taking that step up. Ascending, 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 releasing and not getting stuck in the ego and in the I need to know everything or the control.
Okay, there you go. There's the parameters. Feel free to take whatever time you like with each caller. First up, 863. Area code 863, what is your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Hi, this is Julia from Florida.
Hi, Julia.
Hello, thank you for taking my call.
Yeah. What's your question, Julia?
Well, I'm calling about self-confidence. I'm really struggling with that, and also like aligning to like career opportunities and just getting myself moving forward, you know, into the flow with ease and grace. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Okay, go ahead and take a deep breath and exhale. There's actually something in your subconscious mind. I can see a program in your subconscious mind that is running around. It almost looks like a parasite that feeds on what's coming in. It also feels like you take in a lot of the stuff that's going on around you, like an empath, or you're very sensitive, so you take on the energy and it becomes yours. So this energy that's in your subconscious mind is like that parasite that lives within you but also sucks everything from the environment and makes it even denser for you. Go ahead and take a deep breath and exhale. We're just going to pull that out now.
Okay.
Yeah, and I can hear it. I can hear it. I'm not enough. I'm afraid. So it's just different statements wrapped up in a program, acting like an entity. So we're going to clear, delete all of that, bring it all up, release it out. We're going to uproot that from your subconscious mind or wherever you accepted it. And it doesn't feel like it's from this time, this lifetime. It feels like it's three other lifetimes ago. I'm going to pull all of that up wherever it was accepted, wherever it's rooted into your subconscious mind. Okay. And what I'm seeing about that, it's being invisible, feeling like you don't. So this is what I'm seeing from the original lifetime. That you didn't have a skill set, therefore you didn't have value. What were you supposed, like, what was your purpose in the world? What were you supposed to do during that time? And it also feels like you had lots of siblings, and they made a lot more noise than you. So, you know, they got a lot more attention. And it feels like you were kind of, dismissed or made invisible, or you became invisible to everybody else because everybody else was just so much louder than you. So I'm going to clear delete all of that, that part about feeling invisible, being invisible, that whatever you have to say doesn't matter. I'm going to clear delete all of that, clear all that is, because the time is sufficient in the direction of time. Okay. Yeah. So we're also going to clear that you have to be like other people in order to matter, in order to be accepted, in order to be seen. Clear delete. Okay, so this is, you know, when we talk about the relationship with yourself, if you being happy in total and complete acceptance of who you are, embracing who you are, and stepping into that courage of I can stand out in the world. I can stand out in the world, and I can stand out alone if nobody's ready for me. Yeah, because a lot of times what we do is when people are not ready for us, we go back, we kind of go back into hiding. And it feels like, especially in that lifetime, you didn't fit in, or you felt you didn't fit in, so you kept going into hiding. And it was easy because there were so many other siblings around that you were able to hide and nobody really noticed. So in a clear delete, we transform everything you care from those other lifetimes into this lifetime about being invisible, not being valued, not being enough, not having a skill set, not being able to stand in the world. Okay, so there, yeah. Okay, so this is about also not seeing your own brilliance. Not seeing your own beauty, not seeing your own magnificence, and clearly trust you transform. Yeah, so we're going to delete and uncreate all the ideas, the images, the belief systems that in order for you to matter in the world, in order for you to stand out in the world, in order for you to be brilliant, it has to look a certain way. People have to receive you a certain way. So we're going to release all the significance about who you are or how people should receive you, how people should see you in the world. We're going to clearly trust you transform, clearly trust you transform, clearly trust you transform. The time I just in time. Clear, cancel, delete, all of that. Clear. Okay. So I see like lots, they look like papers. So they're showing me what is leaving from your subconscious mind. All these programs, all these anchors, all these belief systems that you were running. Let me clear. Okay. Go ahead and take another deep breath and exhale.
Wow, everything you've said is absolutely how I felt like all my life. Mm-hmm. like just a laundry list of everything you just said. These are all things that I felt all my life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, felt invisible, like I don't matter, like I don't have value, that I don't have a skill set, that I don't feel like I have a purpose, or I'm invisible, that, you know, it's like I was the only child and I still felt invisible. So it's like, mm-hmm. I don't even have other siblings this time that, you know.
So what's really interesting is that, you know, this time you're like, maybe I will be important if I'm an only child. But what we're going to do here, and this is the practice for you and everybody else that's listening to the show, is that it's for you to stand in front of the mirror. So this is your homework. You're going to stand in front of the mirror and you're going to talk to yourself. This is reconnecting with yourself. This is building that relationship with yourself. I love you. You matter. You're important. I love you. You matter. You're important. I love you for who you are. Because you have to bring that love back into your heart. You have to open up your heart to receive you, to connect with you, to fill yourself up with love for you. Because you're the person that matters in your life. You are the person that gives yourself significance and value. Does it make sense? So go ahead and take a deep breath and exhale. And your practice is going to be to take a few minutes out of the day, maybe in the morning, or maybe before you go to sleep, I love you, you're beautiful, you matter. Even write yourself notes. I love you, you're beautiful, you matter. I accept you for who you are. Who do you want to become? And start asking yourself, who do you want to become? Not for anyone else, but for yourself. Who do you want to become? A beautiful goddess, beautiful high priestess, a beautiful leader, a beautiful change maker, influencer, whoever you want to become. Decide, choose, because it's up to you. One more deep breath. So I see a lot of white light around you now. Still removing other layers. There's still a lot of doubt running around your field, so we're clearing that up, bringing in light through your crown, blasting all of that out, sending it back. No longer need it, no longer want it. Now you get to choose. You get to decide. Who do you want to be for yourself? Who do you want to be as you step out into the world, as you're creating your new reality? It's up to you. Be that person that makes you happy. One more deep breath. You don't have to prove anything to anyone. You have nothing to prove anything to anyone, including yourself, do you? One more deep breath. We're going to bring in the energy of confidence then, coming in through your crown, connecting to your heart space and your power center. The energy of I am coming into your crown. The energy of belonging. I belong with me. I belong in this world. I chose to be here. I have the right permission and ability to take space and be my full expression. One more deep breath. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. So I see a beautiful blue color around the bottom of your field, and then the rest of you is white. So actually, it kind of looks like a flower. Beautiful. Okay. How does that feel, Julia?
Wonderful. Thank you.
Okay.
Wow.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Goodness gracious.
Yeah,
it makes
you
so crazy when somebody else can see, you know, what you felt your whole life, that, you know, you're able to see that is just, you know, mind blowing. So thank you. Wow.
Oh, you're very welcome.
And will this, like loving myself, loving and accepting myself, because I've really, and just trusting God, trusting the universe, that those have been things that I've really struggled with, loving, accepting, and trusting.
Those are going to be really helpful for you to create the foundation with yourself. And that is helpful for anyone at any level, because that's where we start, you know, reconnecting with who we are, reconnecting to the love within us, reconnecting with creation, reconnecting with the divinity within us that is infinite, powerful, and beautiful. When we can honor that part of ourselves, everything is possible. You move into this place of infinite possibility and pure potentiality. You can create your reality the way that most makes you happy, in the way that is in alignment with you. So reconnecting to the love within you, loving yourself, falling in love with yourself again, with the beautiful goddess within you, and finding ways to forgive yourself and bringing in more compassion into your world and loving kindness is really going to amplify you, and it's really going to allow you to create a new you and a new reality, because your vibration will raise, and from that higher vibration, you will attract things into your life, the career, the job that you're looking for, but that one that matches you and honors you and supports you. Does that make sense?
Yes. Beautiful. Well, thank you so much. I'm glad I got to talk to you. So thank you for taking my call.
You're very welcome. Thank you. Keep us posted on how things go.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Nicole.
All right, our pleasure, Julia. Keep in touch and let us know how it's going. Next up, we're going to area code 212. It's you. What's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Oh, thank you. Casey in New York.
Hi, Casey.
Hi. Thank you. Nice to meet you. God, there's a million things I could ask. Actually, I've been dealing with health issues for a very long time, and been all over the map with different protocols and doctors and natural route mostly. And anyway, so if you could pick up what is at the root causes and what I need to do to act finally heal.
Mm-hmm. So what is the diagnosis that you've been dealing with? I see something in your chest coming up into your throat, and it's very constricting. It almost feels like a rod. There, we'll take a look at that in a minute, but what's the diagnosis that they gave you?
Oh, well, systemic chronic infections, hormone imbalances. You know, I've been bone loss, hair loss, muscle loss, tooth loss, mm-hmm. along with peripheral disease, you know. I think it's infections that originated in the gut from, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. years of antibiotics, plus as a child, a lot. I was told I had a history of pneumonia as a child, plus all those diseases, and I had a lot of antibiotics. And mm-hmm. then I thought I was okay for a number of years, but I moved into this apartment with my grandmother. It was going to be temporary. Long story short, I ended up staying with her and taking care of her till she passed. And anyway, I got very sick when I had first moved in here, and one more round of antibiotics, and it's like I've never been the same.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Okay.
I don't really know. Is it, you know, the atmosphere here? Is it, you know, mm-hmm. just these antibiotics, or was it kismet that this would happen at some point?
Okay. I see a couple different things happening. I see some childhood, it feels like childhood trauma there. Shock. I also see your spirit being fragmented. And then that thing that was picking up from your throat, that feels like an implant. So let's remove the implant. Let's take a look at your spirit. The childhood part usually takes a little longer. Not sure we'll have time to do it here, but definitely let's look at that implant that is there and then why your spirit is so fragmented. Go ahead and take a deep breath and exhale. Okay, yeah, I can see your spirit is just pieces of it. It's just so expanded in different dimensions. Okay, one more deep breath. Okay, let's remove that implant that you have there. So we're going to call Archangel Michael, the Golden Angel, to release all of that. Clear the vitreous crystal. Remove that every field. Okay, one more deep breath. What's really interesting about that implant, it doesn't really belong there, but it feels like it was placed there to hold you in place. So we're removing it because we're bringing everything back into wholeness. One more deep breath. Okay. So also what I'm seeing, because you're very expanded and in different dimensions, there are lots of attachments to you, lower attachments to you, entities, other beings attached to you, and they feel like they're really heavy. They also look like they're this icky, kind of sticky, kind of tar-looking energy, black energy. So we're just going to clean all of that out. One more deep breath. But just imagine yourself. So anyone else has experienced something like this, that is pain, autoimmune, chronic, we're going to go into the waterfall, the healing waterfall. So go ahead and take a deep breath and exhale. Now you have three angels with you, one on each side and one behind you, and they're guiding you into the healing waterfalls. So just see, perceive in your mind's eye, a beautiful waterfall in a beautiful paradise in your sanctuary, which you can go at any time. You're at the edge of the water, and they're guiding you to step in. You're stepping in. And what I see is that your spirit is dragging behind you. So it almost feels like you're wearing this clothing that is shredded in many different ways, and it's just long and heavy behind you. Okay, so they're guiding you in, and as you step in, you can see the water cleansing immediately. You can see the gunk that is falling off of you. So continue to walk in, allow the waters to hear you and pull everything out of your field. And now you're in front of the waterfall. And step into the waterfall and allow the waterfall to come down from your crown all the way down, removing all that gunk, removing those entities, those attachments, all those lower energies that have attached themselves to you, parasitical, bacterial, viral, removing all of that, fungus, yeast, releasing all of that, all those lower consciousness. washing it all out. And just notice around you the water cleansing everything, pulling everything out. So you see dark brown, dark red, almost into the brown and black, gray energy as the water is pulling everything down, clearing, deleting, transmuting all of that, canceling all of that. Okay, one more deep breath. And you have a lot of pain and suffering in your aura. So we're going to turn that off, and we're going to clear that from your field. Clear, delete, clear, delete. So, yeah, so that's around your throat and your heart space. There's also a lot of victim energy that has been playing out. So victim energy, we all have it. And sometimes we don't realize or recognize that we're in it. But one key is that if you're not feeling happy and joyful and things are not showing up in the way that you desire them, then you're probably in the victim mode where you're blaming, you're in anger, you're frustration, everything is wrong with the world. And it may not be those exact words, but you feel powerless. You feel unresourceful. You don't feel yourself. And when you just surrender into you, I am love, I am in divine partnership with the universe, everything is in divine order. Even if it doesn't look like it in this moment, you move out of that. Okay, one more deep breath. Cleansing, pulling all of that out. Okay. Okay, so I see three other occupants in your field that are being pulled out. Older, they look like older women with white hair. So they're being exported out of you. And that's coming from the other dimensions where your spirit was fragmented. Yeah, so just imagine, like, you know, your spirit is dough, is made out of dough or something that can be stretched, and it's being stretched in so many different directions, in so many different pieces are being pulled away from the center. So your spirit just had a hard time coming back together and coming back into your body. So we're going to free it, release it. Going to remove everything that is pulling it out, anchoring it into the other dimension. And so we're also going to remove torture from your field if that feels like that's from another lifetime. We're going to clear, delete, transmute, transform, torture. All that is torture, sacrifice, pain, suffering. Clear, 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 clear. Okay, so I see another silhouette of you, your pain body. We're releasing, removing, bringing healing to that. Clear, delete, all of that. Okay, so now I see another walk-in that was there. Okay.
Wow.
And this one is like taunting a little bit. It's like it was there for so long that it wants to stay. So I'm going to clear all of that. Asking divine creation, divine love to release, remove, escort it out as it is according to divine law. So you can step in your freedom. Step into sovereignty, step into joy, step into your I am presence. Reclaim your life, reclaim yourself, reclaim your health. One more deep breath. Okay, lots of layers coming off of you. You're still under the waterfall. And then I can see you shift-shifting. Okay. Clearing, deleting all of that, bringing light, bringing healing. Bringing back wholeness, integrating love in, integrating self-acceptance in, integrating self-belief, integrating forgiveness, integrating compassion, integrating kindness, loving kindness, integrating unconditional love in. Okay, so there's a couple more pieces of your spirit to bring back in. Okay, one more deep breath, and these are connected to your childhood. Okay, and I'm going to clearly be transformed a little bit. Bringing in support, bringing in feeling safe, bringing in compassion, bringing in joy, bringing in the sense of wonder, bringing in I am, and reconnecting you to your angelic self, reconnecting you to your higher self so that you remember that no one can take anything away from you, no one can taint you, no one can diminish you, no one can destroy you, no one can break you. One more deep breath. That is an illusion. That is a belief system that you took on, and in doing so, you give up your power. So we're reclaiming all of who you are back. clear, delete, clear, delete, and all contracts, all agreements, self commitments, pacts you have with the people around you, energy, entities around you that for so long took over, took from you, occupied your place. We're saying no thank you, no thank you, no thank you. We're done. We are complete. One more deep breath. Okay. Just a little bit to go under the waterfall as you're clearing, releasing those old layers. So they're also clearing out karmic layers, karmic imprints, cords from the past, karmic cycles. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Go ahead and take one more deep breath. Okay.
Wow. Thank you.
So you're ready to step out of the waterfall. So they're going to guide you out. And I see a beautiful goddess, a beautiful being, your divine essence, dressed in a beautiful flowing white dress with your angelic wings stepping out. Beautiful sense of peace within you. So let's ground that in. I am whole and I am complete. I am the master of my destiny. I reclaim my life. I reclaim my power. I choose to embody in this lifetime. I choose to own my space. I choose to be free. I am sovereign. Integrate that now. Integrate that now. Integrate that now. Beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Okay? Okay, let's bring that into your body. So let's bring it back into your body. Ground you into your body. So the message for you moving forward is that practice, very similar to Julie's practice of self-love, of a complete and total acceptance and surrender. Surrender to divine, surrender to divine creation, surrender to the universe, surrender to your divine path, surrender to more. To amplify yourself in gratitude, love, and joy. To choose happiness every day. One more deep breath. To know that you're enough. To know that you have the right permission, ability to be here and thrive being you. One more deep breath. Okay, very good. So this is really good. So they're asking you to integrate this. There may be other layers, especially around parasitical energies.
Mm-hmm.
And also, you know, to make sure that your spirit comes back into your body regularly as it leaves out into the astral plane. But for now, they're saying integrate this, to give you time to integrate this and to give you time to start into moving into your practice of I am and I love myself. Okay?
Which would be the affirmations that you mentioned?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Okay. Wow. Thank you. Thank you
You're
so
very
much.
Welcome.
That was beautiful.
You're very welcome.
Yeah. Is there anything I need to do for the integration, or it's just going to happen naturally?
The integration will happen naturally. What's really important for you to stay in that place of flow is to do your practice. And like I said, there looks like there's other layers that are there that will reveal themselves as you integrate. But that's the journey that we're on. We're in the journey of up-leveling. So you're now up-leveled to the next your level. And then once you integrate that, there will be another level. So there will be more to release, more to let go. But how you stay in this place of flow is that love for yourself, being in your I am presence, owning your sovereignty, reclaiming your sovereignty, reclaiming your body, and being happy being you, choosing gratitude, choosing joy. And if you want to continue to work on this, you can, you know, go to my website and set up a time or schedule a time and we can continue to work on that. But they're asking to integrate it and they're asking for you to stay in this flow, to practice being in this flow of complete love and surrender.
Yeah, I've been working on that anyway, but, you know, I've had many moods. Sometimes I'm there, and then a lot of times I'm not. So.
Yeah. Yeah, and that happens to all of us, and it's just remembering and just, first of all, noticing yourself, witnessing yourself, and then choosing to go back into your flow. That's the practice. That's the self-mastery.
Right. I've also been grieving the loss of my partner. It recently became a year, and anyway, that's been hard for me emotionally also.
Mm-hmm.
But I've been working on all of these, so thank you so much.
You're very welcome. You're very welcome. Yes, keep us posted on how you're doing.
Okay, I will. Many blessings. Thank you,
yeah,
both.
Yeah, blessings to you, yes, and healing for your partner.
Thank you.
All right, take care and keep in touch. Let us know how it goes. I think we have time for one more caller. The next caller you're showing up is All Ones, and you're live now.
Hello.
What's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Hi, my name is Melissa, Colorado. Hi, Maria. Real beautiful
Hi.
Name. That's a favorite name, Maria.
Maria. What was your name?
Melissa.
Or what is Melissa. Melissa, okay.
Yes. I want to ask you a healing. Is it possible for my young mom to get a healing? She had a hip surgery and then heart surgery twice, 10 and 15 years ago. And then hip surgery 2 years ago. Is it possible?
Sure. We can ask for permission. What is your
Thank
mom's
you.
Name?
Celia.
Celia? Okay. Let me ask if we have permission to work with her.
Please.
Okay. So we do? Okay. Okay. So you would like to help her heal faster and have her step more into her body?
Yes. She can walk and do her shopping. And
mm-hmm.
do her
okay.
craft
okay.
and her makeup.
Okay, so let's take a look, because that's the first thing that came in, that she's not in her body. And that actually happens to a lot of us, especially since we travel a lot during the night and the astral plane. But we have a hard time coming back when we're enjoying ourselves so much in, you know, the upper dimensions or when we're exploring. So it's really important for all of us to have a practice of calling our spirit back into our body and asking it to fully be present in our body. So let's see if we can bring her in back into her body. Go ahead and take a deep breath and exhale. You're going to be the surrogate for her. Yeah, so she feels a little bit disconnected from her body. She feels a little bit almost like absent-minded, but it's like a little bit of confusion coming on. And that has to do, you know, with not feeling herself, not being able to do what she used to be able to do. So again, she's disconnected, almost like a little bit depressed coming in. So we're going to clear all of that. Okay, let's locate her spirit first. Yeah, so this is where I see her spirit. Her spirit is at a library of wisdom. So like the Akashic Records. So that's where I see her spirit looking up at the different shelves and the books. So that's what she's interested in. Like that's where her spirit is right now. So we're going to ask her spirit to come back into her body and to retrieve the wisdom that it's seeking and bring that back. How old is your mom?
63.
Her birthday, July 28th. Okay. Yeah, so it feels like this has been going on for quite some time, the separation of her and her spirit going out. Have you noticed that she's been maybe a little bit depressed, maybe disconnected with the world, like keeping to herself?
Yes. Yes, big time.
How long has that been going on?
It's been going on for a few months, and my young sibling, my two young siblings, and my stepfather are not being very helpful to her.
Mm-hmm.
They're being negative.
Yeah, so it actually feels like it's been going on longer than that, longer than 2 months. It's just more apparent now. So let's see. When I look at her spirit, and the spirit doesn't come back right away, it's because it's been out for quite some time. And so it's almost like it's comfortable where it is. It's more peaceful. It's more blissful where it is. So we're just going to see what happened. Okay. Yeah. Okay, so it actually feels more like a decision. You know, when you decide, this is, I'm not happy where I am, I'm not happy in this environment, I'm not happy being here, this is not appealing to me, and we'd rather be somewhere else. So this is the message that she gave to your spirit. I'd rather be somewhere else. This is too difficult for me. I'm not feeling like I'm thriving in this environment. I'm not feeling like myself. I'm not feeling like I'm in charge of my life. So we're going to ask her spirit to come back and help her reclaim her life, reclaim her body, reclaim her reality. And we're going to release everything in between, everything that she doesn't. So this is, you know, how we feel. So that can be reset. Everything that she doesn't feel is favorable to her, everything that she doesn't feel is enjoyable to her, everything that she feels is a struggle, we're going to release all of that, release all of that, release all of that, because it's really just an illusion. We make up so many different things, and they're just an illusion that we can change when we can snap of the fingers. We can recreate something new. We can create that. We're so grateful for being in our body. We're so grateful for being in this life. We're so grateful for our family, and that we are so grateful for the lessons that they're showing us, what we're learning, because we chose to be in this journey together. So we're going to clear, delete, trust, we transform all of that, anything in the way of spirit coming back into her body. So I see her spirit close to her body now, not quite in yet. Clear, delete, trust, we transform, clear, delete, trust, we transform, the time I just in the election time. We're going to pull up all the other layers, everything about her environment that she sees as distasteful, as disconnected, as heavy, as not enjoyable, everywhere she feels, okay, so now it's everywhere she feels rejected, everywhere she doesn't feel honored, everywhere she doesn't feel respected, everywhere she doesn't feel like she matters. And I clearly transform all of that. Again, that's all an illusion. That's what we're making up, because we're expecting somebody else to do or give something to us, whether it's words or emotions or actual things. So we're going to clear, delete, transmit, transform, moving into the place that we don't need anything from the world. Everything we need is already inside us. Okay, so that's a step further. Okay, one more deep breath. We're going to bring in your spirit back in. Clear, delete, clear, delete, clear, delete, clear, delete. Okay, we're clear, delete, transmit, transform. Everywhere she gave up, everywhere she gave up about her environment, everywhere she gave up about being in her body, everywhere she gave up, everywhere it was easier for her to leave, everywhere it was easier for her to run away. We're going to clear, delete, transmit, transform. Everything is a choice. We're having her choose to come back in and be present and be in her body, to reclaim her body, reclaim her reality, reclaim her life, reclaim her environment, reclaim her family. One more deep breath. Okay, so I'm hearing her say, okay, I'm going to give it a try. So this is her spirit. All right, I'll give it a try. I'll be back in the body. So now, and now for her would be to practice not allowing the environment get to her. And that's a practice that, again, you know, as empaths, as sensitive, just as us receiving the information that is being fed to us, is filtering out what is not ours and what is not in our highest good, and not allowing that to affect us and not allowing us to influence the story that we make up about ourselves and our environment. So we're going to clear all of that, release all filters, clear, delete, clear, delete, clear, delete. So we're wrapping that up and giving it back to source. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So help her connect back to joy. Help her connect back to gratitude. Help her to connect back with herself and just, you know, being happy, being herself in her environment, the journey that she's lived so far, finding gratitude in who she is and the life that she's lived so far. One more deep breath. Okay, she's in. Very good. Okay, Melissa, she's in her body. So let us know, keep us posted on how things go with her, okay?
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. You're very welcome.
Thank you.
Blessings. Thank you.
All right, take care. And do call again. We got the wrong button there. We are at the top, so it's time for most important takeaways, wrap-up, and shameless self-promotion, Maria.
Okay, so just as a final message that is coming through for everybody is to honor who you are, reconnect to the love within you. The love within you is what attracts what you desire. So So if you want your life to look a certain way, start with you, start within, and take full ownership, complete radical ownership of your beingness, your belief systems, the energy, the vibration that you're in, so that you can attract, create, manifest the life that you desire, love, abundance, prosperity, wealth, joy, fulfillment. So that's the message. Let's be in the practice of that, of gratitude, love, self-acceptance, forgiveness. And as we move forward, reconnect with your spirit. So be in the practice of calling your spirit into your body every single day. Be in that complete and full alignment with who you are. Love, love, love yourself. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for being here. Thank you for allowing me to play with you and co-create with you. If you want further assistance, you can visit my website, 360prosperity.com. You can choose to do a one-on-one private session with me where we can go deep into whatever's important for you, unlock your divine inheritance, your divine wealth, and attract the love, the relationship, the career, the wealth, the health that you desire. So I invite you to do that. I invite you to take charge of your journey. I invite you to be your full expression and own your sovereignty. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Namaste. Thank you, Nicole.
Our pleasure, Maria. Maria Martinez is all linked up at newsforthesoul.com. We're back in 1 minute with more.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.